Glory be to God for another evening. Hallelujah to his name. Father Lord, we thank you this evening. We say be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. You have been our God and you will forever be our God. We come to you to learn at your feet this evening. Speak to us. Open our eyes. Open our understanding. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yesterday, we started a new series titled Hearing from God. And I told you that as a child of God, it's your birthright to be able to connect God directly and to be able to collect instructions and information from him. That does not undermine, like I said yesterday, the ministry of pastors, prophets, and teachers, and the ministers of God. But that does not also mean that children of the living God should be held under any form of bondage. No, no. They should be able to talk to their God. In the New Testament, in the New Covenant, they all have the Holy Spirit. Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor hear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the thing which the Lord has prepared for them that love him. He said, but has revealed this unto us by his Spirit. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So every child of God that is baptized to the Holy Spirit can access God and collect informations directly from him without necessarily going through anybody. Of course, God do talk to people through prophets. God do talk to people through pastors, especially when it comes to some other deeper secrets. So, but every child of God should be able to receive day-to-day information, day-to-day instruction for their daily living from the Lord. So yesterday we talked about dream, and I told you that dream is a general way by which God talks to everybody, believers and unbelievers alike. We talk about Joseph, we talk about Solomon, we also talk about Pharaoh, we also talk about Nebuchadnezzar. So God talks to everybody, whether you are a believer, whether you have accepted Jesus, whether you have not accepted Jesus. It's a universal way by which God talks to everybody. So, and I told you some of the things that could determine your dream yesterday. So today, we want to move to another medium by which God talks and relates with his children. And the second one is vision. Vision. In the book of Numbers chapter 12, when you read verse 6, this is God talking. And he said, hear now my words. If there be any prophet among you, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. In a vision. So the Lord to talk to people in a vision. And when you read one of the promises for the end time that came to pass on the day of Pentecost, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, that it shall come to pass in those days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. That is what the scripture says. So, vision is another medium by which God talks to people. And when you're talking about vision, you could categorize it into about three. There is, number one, what you call close vision. What do you mean by close vision? Close vision is the kind of vision you see when you have your eyes closed. Maybe when you are praying, maybe when you are worshiping the Lord, or maybe when you are interceding or whatever, you have your eyes closed and you see something. Another example of close vision, I don't know whether this do happen to you. Sometimes you feel dizzy or you feel sleepy and you just doze off for like 1 or 2 minutes and you quickly see something that will be very meaningful, that will be very elaborate, and that you could even narrate for about 10 minutes. Within 1 or 2 minutes, so that you just close your eyes, you thought you doze off. It's also a kind of close vision. So God do talk to people through a close vision. Many of you, when you are praying, you see things. God shows you vision. Aha! So that is what we call close vision. There's what you call open vision. When you read the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 3, Acts chapter 10 verse 3, open vision, open vision. Acts chapter 10 verse 3. This is talking about Cornelius. Maybe I could pick it from verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision evidently about the night hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. You can read on that. He said he saw in a vision evidently. You might not have the word open vision in the scripture, but that is what we call open vision. Open vision. What when you talk about open vision, what does that mean? Open vision is a kind of vision that you open your eyes and you are still seeing the physical, but at the same time you are being projected into the supernatural. Let me put it right. Open vision is a kind of vision where the natural is still in force, but you are also, yes, seeing the supernatural. That is it. The natural is still in force, but you are also seeing the supernatural. That is, you can still see that brother that is beside you, you can still see that sister that is beside you, you can still see that bucket that is placed before you, but you are also seeing some spiritual things. It was like one day I was ministering in a place, and as I was ministering, the Lord, I saw an open vision. I saw a madman who was returning home, and I understood, and I proclaimed in that place. It was a Wednesday. I said the Lord is showing me a vision right now that I saw a madman who had gone out of the house for many years and is now returning back home. Do you know it was not in our church, it was somewhere else. Do you know the following Sunday somebody came to give a testimony that somebody who had been mad in their family for 2 years, who had gone away, suddenly walked home on Wednesday. Can you imagine that? On Wednesday day, in the night, walked home, saying, and he narrated his story. He did not know how it happened, but he just suddenly discovered that he was somewhere that he was not supposed to be, and his understanding returned unto him. That is open vision. So open vision is what you see when the natural is still in force, but at the same time you are seen into the supernatural. Of course, there is what you call trance. An example of trance is given in the same book of Acts chapter 10. When you read from verse 9, he said, on the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew near unto the city, Peter went up unto the house up to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending upon him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. He fell into a trance. That is what the scripture says. He fell into a trance. What is the difference between a trance and the open vision? Number one, don't forget, we have a closed vision, we have an open vision, then we have a trance. What is the difference between open vision and a trance? A trance is when your eyes are opened and the natural is suspended and you are now seen into the supernatural. That is, the natural is suspended. You are not seeing anything in the natural realm anymore. You are seeing only the supernatural. That is it. You are not seeing anything natural again. You are not seeing that brother. You are not even seeing. You are projected, yes, into the spirit realm, into the realm of the supernatural, while the natural is suspended. So that is vision. And God talks to people by vision. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus. From now, the Lord God will begin to open your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. So that is number two. We talked about dream yesterday. I've just talked about vision right now. Closed vision, open vision, then trance. Then the third one is what we call art knowledge. In my vernacular, they call it imaya. What some people will call impression of the heart. That is it. Art knowledge. That is something you know by your heart. Something that was dropped on your heart and you know it is something from above. For example, when you read the book of Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 12, Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 12. If you have read the story of Nehemiah before, how he went and rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem, you will know that it wasn't as if God gave him an instruction at a particular time that go and do this, go and do this. No, he didn't connect it that way. Some people just came and gave the report of what is happening in Jerusalem, and he caught that burden immediately. And in the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, let us quickly read Nehemiah chapter 2 and let us see what Nehemiah said, has to say there. Nehemiah chapter 2, look at what he said in verse 12. Nehemiah chapter 2, look at what he said in verse 12. He said, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do. So he was saying here that God put it in his heart. So we talk about heart knowledge. Heart knowledge or heart impression is a knowledge that drops, is an instruction, a knowledge that suddenly comes upon your heart, and you know this could not have been your thought. You know that this could not have been your own thinking. You know that this could not have been your own imagination. That is what we call art knowledge. Can I tell you something? I've listened to men of God, people who today, by the grace of God, they are great. God has made them great in the work of the ministry. It is not as if they at any time had the voice of one angel, or at one time had an audible voice of the Lord, or they saw an angel sometimes. Everything they have always been in their life has been through this art knowledge. If it is something you develop, if the Lord uses to talk to you through that means, I tell you, it is something you can develop, and it can take you to the top. So art knowledge, and this art knowledge could be in two forms. Number one, it could be in form of an instruction, what I called word art knowledge. That is, it came as a statement, or it came as an instruction, or it came as a statement into your heart, and you know exactly what the Lord is saying. Just like Nehemiah said, he said what the Lord has laid in his heart. And it could also be pictorial. We call it pictorial art knowledge. It's not as if you had anything. You saw a picture. A picture came to your mind. A picture came to your heart, and you could interpret. You could understand what it means. So that is what we call art knowledge. And can I tell you something? God do talk to a lot of people through this. And a lot of people have been blessed. A lot of people have been lifted. A lot of people God usually relate to them to give them instructions for their life. I pray in the name of Jesus for somebody who is shouting amen. From now, the Lord God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus. And let me reiterate here that when it comes to vision and art knowledge, usually God don't relate with unbelievers like that. It's almost an exclusive right of believers. Even though we saw in the scripture once when the Lord decided to open the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar, he saw an open vision. When he cast those three boys into fire, and suddenly God opened his eyes, and he said, are not three men cast into fire? He said, I saw a fourth person, because it was only Nebuchadnezzar who saw. All other people that were with him did not see anything. He said, I saw the fourth person in the fire. Yes, I said, and the appearance of him was like the appearance of the Son of God. Not only were his eyes open, his understanding was also open. I pray for somebody from today, your eyes will be opened. Not only will your eyes be opened, but your understanding will be opened also in the name of Jesus. Because it is one thing for your eyes to be opened, it is another thing for your understanding to be opened. Nebuchadnezzar's eyes were opened, and his understanding was also opened. Yes, so that is where we are stopping today. I've talked about vision. I've talked about art knowledge. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we'll be talking more about this. About this art knowledge, about other media by which God talks to his people. You could also write for your reference Acts chapter 18 verse 5, when Paul was in the prison. Bible says he was pressed in his spirit. He felt it. The burden was so much on his heart. That is part of art knowledge. When a burden is so much on your heart, by the grace of God, tomorrow we will continue from here. And before then, I pray that the Lord God will visit you. You will encounter him in a way that you begin to see the hidden things that your life really need to move forward. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.